ברוכים הבאים רבותיי, בשם השם נעשה ונצליח. ולרנינג בעזר השם יתברך, פרשת תרומה. אנחנו רואים את הבגינים בפרשה. פסוק סייד, וידבר אדוני אל משה לאמור, דבר אל בני ישראל ויקחו לי תרומה, מאת כל איש אשר ידבנו לבו, תקחו תרומתי. אנחנו תורה קונטיניוס, וזאת תרומה אשר תקחו מאיתם זהב וכסף ונחושת ותכלת וארגמן ותולעת שני. All the stuff that they need to build the Mishkan world, they were asking for donations from Am Israel. I saw Rashi here at the beginning. He said, "Veikhu li teruma." What does it mean? "Veikhu li teruma." The word "li" chaurad is extra. Or "veikhu li," "veikhu teruma." That's it. So Rashi says, "Li li lishmi." They have to bring the terumot lishem shamayim. Don't bring the terumot because you're embarrassed, because your friend is bringing, so you also want to bring. Or you want to show off next to people, listen, look what I brought to the Mishkan. I said, no, that's that type of truma, Kadosh Baruch Hu is not looking for. Why? Because really, if we think about, does Kadosh Baruch Hu needs our terumot to build the Mishkan from? Pasuk said, li ha-kesef, li ha-zahab, amar Hashem. So he doesn't need our terumot. The same way the third Beit HaMikdash, Hakim tell us that it's going to come, ready built, it's going to come down. So here also same thing. The Kadosh Baruch Hu, he could have done a miracle, that the Mishkan is going to come ready. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is asking for terumot from Am Israel, it means obviously HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he wants to see the love that Am Israel they're giving. Are they willing to give away the money that they earned for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only looking for something which is L'Shem Shemaim. If it's not L'Shem Shemaim, we don't need it. That's what Rashi tells us. I saw in Farshim, they point out, he said, a famous question also, everyone knows it, said, what does it mean, V'ikhu li teruma? Chaura, the word V'ikhu li teruma, they should take for me teruma. Chaura, language, was supposed to say, V'itnu li teruma, they should bring to me teruma, should give me teruma. What I mean, they should take for me teruma. Veikhu sounds like take. What is kah? Kah means I'm giving you something. But here is the opposite. So veitnu li teruma, the pasuk supposed to say. So many mefarshim they say really when the person gives tzedakah comes back to him. Whatever you give for tzedakah, the person is not going to become poor from giving tzedakah. Hasb shalom. The more you give tzedakah, the more Kadosh Baruch Hu pays you back. So really, when you're giving for tzedakah, You are taking. You're not giving. Why? Because you give a little bit, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Aser Nulach. Whatever you're going to give for Tzedakah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring you 100 times more. So it's really, V'ikhu li teruma. You are taking, with you donating toward the Mishkan, you are really taking from me. That's what simple Pirush explain. But what does it mean, V'ikhu li teruma? Why it doesn't say V'itnu li teruma? I will understand it also by the Hashem Yitzbarach. And also, if we pay attention here at the psukim, it says, "Veikhu li teruma," they should take for me teruma. Me'et kol ish asher debenu lebo, tukhu terumati. What's the double language? Again, at the end of the pasuk, tukhu terumati. I should take my teruma. You just told me, okay, veikhu li teruma, I understood. I got the point. You want me to bring teruma, I understand. Tell me one time. I saw also in the Midrash Rabbah, it brings down here, right at the beginning of the parasha, say parasha lemet gimel siman alef, says veikhu li teruma, hada hu dechtiv, ki lekach tov natati lachem, torati al ta'azobu. Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's what the pasuk in Mishle said, I gave you a good mekach, good deal I did with you. You got the Torah from me? That's very good, the Torah. Torati al ta'azobu, don't leave the Torah alone. You have to learn the Torah and you have to do the mitzvot that the Torah is commanding you to do. Don't leave the Torah. That's what Pasuk in Tehillim is saying. And the Midrash, for somehow, he found that there is connection between this Pasuk and our parasha. V'ikhu li teruma, l'chaurat Torah. The teruma is talking about the donation toward the Mishkan. What's this Pasuk have to do with learning Torah? That's what the pasuk meant. What's the connection? Here we're talking about mitzvah tzedakah, and that's what the pasuk meant. You have to keep my Torah. What's the connection? Even though we have Baal HaTorim brings down said Teruma, what does Teruma? The word Teruma Baal HaTorim brings down, said that's Torah Mem, same letters of Torah Mem. That means this is referring to the Torah that was given in Mem days. Mem, 40 days, that Moshe Rabbeinu said in Har Sinai 40 days, until he brought the Torah. But still, we have to understand the simple understanding, Chaura, what's the connection between them, Zvat Teruma and the Torah. And the Drash continues here. ויש לך מקח שמי שמחרו נמכר עמו. אמר הקדוש ברוך הוא לישראל, מכרתי לכם תורתי כביכול נמכרתי עמה. שנאמר ויקחו לי תרומה. המדרש says here that הקדוש ברוך הוא told עם ישראל, I gave you the Torah, and כביכול, when you bought the Torah, כביכול, you bought me, כביכול, אומר הקדוש ברוך הוא. What does mean? כאילו נמכרתי עמה. כביכול הקדוש ברוך הוא was sold together with the Torah. Torah, we have to understand what does that mean. משל למלך שהייתה לו בת יחידה, בא אחד מן המלכים ונטלה. בוקש ללכת לו לארצו ולטול לאשתו, אמר לו, בתי שנתתי לך יחידית היא. לפרוש ממנה איני יכול. לומר לך, אל תטלנה, אוצו איני יכול, לפי שהיא אשתך. אלא זו טובה עשה לי, שכל מקום שאתה הולך, כיתון אחד עשה לי שאדור אצלכם. שאיני יכול להניח את ביתי. Said, this is the משל, that the king, he had only one daughter, that he loved her so much, but that daughter, she got married with a good husband, but the husband, obviously, is going to take her, go back to his home. He's going to take, عَلْكِينِ عَزُوا بِيشْ إِتَ أَبِي وَيَتَمُوا وَيَدَوَكْ وَيَشْتُوا وَيَوْلِي بَسَرَحًا. Obviously, that's their خيرس. When the person grows up, he's going to leave his family, he's going to build his own house. So here the king, he told his son-in-law, he told him, listen, my daughter is so dear to me, I cannot leave her. But to tell you not to take her, also I cannot, because she's your wife, you got married to her. So I'm asking you for a small favor. Anywhere that you go, please prepare a room for me. If any time I need to come see my daughter, when I come to see you, I have place over there. That's the mashal. Then mashal, the midrash says, כך אמר הקדוש ברוך הוא לישראל, נתתי לכם את התורה. I gave you the Torah. לפרוש ממנה איני יכול. I cannot leave the Torah. לומר לכם, אל תטלוה, also איני יכול. To tell you not to take the Torah, also I cannot, because I gave it to you, משה רבנו, he got the Torah. אלא, בכל מקום שאתם הולכים, בית אחד עשו לי שאדור בתוכו. שנאמר ועשו לי מקדש. That's why, same thing, similar idea. Here the Midrash says, הקדוש ברוך הוא said, I gave you the Torah. To tell you not to take the Torah, I cannot. To let you go with the Torah, also I cannot. I need the Torah, I cannot leave it. That's why, everywhere, every house that you build, you have to make sure in every house, you have to make at least one room to sit down and learn Torah. There is a room, the whole house is supposed to be like the Mishkan. The Pasuk said, V'asu li mekdash v'shachanti betocham. Doesn't say, I'm going to dwell inside the Mishkan, I'm going to dwell inside you. Doesn't say shachanti betocho, shachanti betocham. So that's the idea. Everywhere that you go, you have to have somewhere, some place inside the house to learn Torah with it. Why? Because that's the only connection that I have with between me and you. And to tell you not to take the Torah, I cannot, because I gave you the Torah. And to let you go with the Torah, also I cannot. Why? Because I'm also connected with it. So here, that's here what the Midrash is telling us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu kibyachol said, מכרתי לכם תורתי כביכול נמכרתי עמה כביכול I was sold together with the Torah. I saw here interesting פירוש brings down here in פירוש ידי משה. So what does mean כביכול נמכרתי עמה? I was sold together with the Torah. What does that mean? פירוש שהקדוש ברוך הוא נתחייב ונשתעבד להצליח ידי העוסקים בה. That's what the pasuk, that's what the midrash meant. Kibiachol nimkarti amah. What does mean nimkarti? I was sold together with the Torah. That means I told you anyone's gonna learn Torah, I guarantee you. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm gonna give him success. I'm gonna give him beracha. I'm gonna give him aslaha. That's what he said. She Kadosh Baruch Hu nitchayev v'nishtabed leyatzliach yedei ha'oskim ba. Similar to what? Similar ki adam hamitchayev be'achrayut hamicher. Same thing when a person today is very popular. Today you go to any store, you buy a screwdriver, it says on it, lifetime guarantee. Come back to the car, it's already, before you get to the house, already broken. But it's a lifetime warranty. Everything that today that you buy, you have 2 years warranty, 36 months warranty, everything goes by warranty, lifetime warranty, 10 years warranty, everything you buy. Why? What does that mean? What does the warranty mean? It means I know the product that I'm selling is a good product. So here, Kibyachol, he says, Yedei Moshe, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, the Torah that I am giving you, I know exactly what the Torah, I know what product I'm giving you. So, and the product, I stand behind my product. I told you anyone's going to learn Torah is going to succeed. So he's going to succeed in his business, I guarantee it. Kadosh Baruch Hu Kibachol, he gives us warranty. You learn Torah, you're going to get Beracha. That's here what Pirush Yedei Moshe explains this Midrash. What does mean, Nimkarti Amah Kibachol? Hashem Kibachol is bound to what we do. If we keep in the Torah, Hashem promised us. He gave us warranty. He has to fulfill it. That's what it says over here. But the question, as I said, what's the Hadush? Every product today in the market has warranty. So what the Hadush about the Torah, that also the Torah has warranty? That's Chaurat, we have to understand it by Ezer Hashem Tbarach. And also, we have a Midrash earlier, we have the Midrash in Parashat Yitro. It says here in Parashat Kaf Hait Siman Alef, ومشي على إلها إلهيم هذا هو الكتيب عليتا لما روم شبيت الشبي مشي ربنا when he went up to Har Sinai كي بيقول شبيت الشبي what does mean شبيت الشبي كي بيقول you stole something from up there from the Shamayim what did he take the Midrash says بنوهك شبع علام هنخنس لمدينة نطيل دبر شين عين بنين مدينة علام. Normally, when the person, if he wants to steal something, if he wants to take something, he's not going to take something that all the eyes looking at it. He's going to take something no one is going to see. If in kovach viarki in ish, put it in his pocket. But he's not going to take something that everyone's watching.
Moshe ala lamarom benatal et haTorah sheayu hakol nosim einehem aleha.
Everyone was looking at the Torah. Al Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai, and he brought the Torah. Even though everyone was watching it, he brought it down.
Hada udhtib, heve alita lamarom, shabita shebi.
Kibachol, he took the Torah, took it away from them, like a shebi.
Yachol, the Midrash continues, Penesh shaba utah, nitala bihanam.
Are you going to tell me that Moshe Rabbeinu did not pay for the Torah? He got it for free?
Talmud lomar, lakahta matanot ba adam, bilkihan tinalo.
He bought it. Moshe Rabbeinu kibachol, he bought the Torah, bilkihan, like mikach mimkar.
Yachol yeh hayab l'tin lo damim.
So if he bought it, it means, does it mean that Moshe Rabbeinu, he paid the Kadosh Baruch Hu for the Torah? How much he paid for it?
Talmud lomar, lakahta matanot ba'adam, b'matanan tinalo.
It's a present. Decide, is it mikach or it's a present? Is it a sale or it's I'm giving you as a gift? You have to understand.
באותה שעה בקשו מלאכי שרת לפגוע במשה
וכולי. The Midrash continues here. הקדוש ברוך הוא protected them. But we have to understand, is the Torah, חאורה, we got mixed up now. Here in the Midrash, we just read, he said, את המקח שנתתי לכם, כביכול, it was a sale. הקדוש ברוך הוא, he sold us the Torah, ונמכרתי עמה. הקדוש ברוך הוא says, here in our Midrash. כביכול, השם was sold together with the Torah. It means it was a sale. Final sale. And here the Midrash is saying, it's a mekah. I sold it to you. You didn't get it for free. You're not going to get the Torah for free. But still, you didn't pay for it. So that's hard to understand. Is it a gift or is it, did we pay for the Torah? Is it a gift? Is it a sale? What is it? We got mixed up over here. Not only this, we have the famous Gemara. And then the Masechet Brachot, the Gemara said over there, the shalosh matanot tovot the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave to Am Israel. What are they? They are the Torah and Eretz Israel and Olam Haba. And the Gemara says over there, v'chulan lo nitanu ela al yedei Yisurim. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah. Shalosh matanot tovot. The Gemara calls it matana tova. It's a gift. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us a gift, which is the Torah. One of the three gifts is the Torah. It's a gift or it's a sale. You have to understand. What is it? Not only this. If you're going to tell me, like here the Midrash is saying in Parashat Yitro, لَقَحْتَ مَتَّنُوتْ بَأَدَامْ بِالْكِحَنْتِنَا لَوْ كُبْيَخُولُ لَكَدُوشْ Moshe Rabbeinu, he bought the Torah from Kadosh Baruch Hu. If you're calling the Torah as لَكِحَا, we all know that the Gemara Masechet Shabbat Daf Pehet, the Gemara says over there that everyone agrees the Torah was given on Shabbat. The Torah was given on Shabbat. So if the Torah was given on Shabbat, now we have different problem. Why? Because you're not allowed to sell anything on Shabbat. What are you going to tell me? Yeah, but here it's Tzorech Mitzvah here. He's selling the Torah. Or is he selling his car, selling his house? To sell something that nothing to do with something mundane, nothing to do with the Torah. Okay, I understand. It's Asur. But here it's Tzorech Mitzvah. Maybe Tzorech Mitzvah, it's okay. But we have a clear cut halakha. Halakha said you're not allowed to sell and buy on Shabbat, even for Tzorech Mitzvah. Like what? Even for Tzorech Mitzvah, for example, the guy, he wants to sell his chametz. Let's say the guy, Erev Pesach, that fell on Shabbat. It happens many times. Erev Pesach falls on Shabbat. And Erev Pesach, he has to sell his chametz to a goy. Are you allowed to sell your chametz, Erev Pesach, that fell on Shabbat? It's Tzorech Mitzvah. You don't wanna get stuck in all the chametz. Otherwise, you cannot own the chametz. So you want to sell it. It's Tzorech Mitzvah. Still, halakha says you're not allowed to. Or the guy, what does he have? He has a cow, and the cow is about to give birth to her first calf. Then it's going to be a problem of Bechor. And if that calf is going to be born now on Shabbat, then he has the Kedusha of Bechor. Then he can't do anything with it. So the Kedush Likol Bechor, Peter Kol Rechem Bnei Israel, Ba'adam, Uba Behema Lihu. It's Kedush, you have to wait until Beit HaMikdash is going to be built. It has to go to the Kohen, and then the Kohen is going to shecht it and eat it. But what are you going to do today? It's a big problem. So what do usually they do today in our times? They sell that behema, that cow, they sell it to a goy before it gives birth. Now, after we sold it to a goy, it gave birth by the goy. And by the goy, there's no Kedusha of Bechor. The Pasuk says clearly, Kedush Likol Bechor, Peter Kol Rechem, Bibnei Israel. Bibnei Israel, not a goyim. So that's why you have no choice today. He sell it to a goy. Let's say a guy, he has his cow and it's almost giving birth. He forgot to sell it before Shabbat. Now it's going to get stuck. Now if it's going to give birth on Shabbat, it's going to have a big headache with the Bechor. Now what is he going to do with it? So he said, you know what? Let me sell it to a goy on Shabbat. Tzorech Mitzvah. But you're not allowed to. Even Tzorech Mitzvah, you cannot. You want to buy Arba'a Minim. You want to buy Matzah. Whatever you want to buy. All these things, Tzorech Mitzvah. You're not allowed to do it on Shabbat. So how come, according to that Midrash, that he said the Torah was given as a sale? Kadosh Baruch Hu, he sold us the Torah kibechol, v'nimkarti amma. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, I was sold together with the Torah. And everyone agrees, the Gemara Shabbat said, the Torah was given on Shabbat. So how could the Kadosh Baruch Hu do a contract, a sale, between him and us on Shabbat? What are you going to tell me? Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu. We learned a few weeks ago. Kadosh Baruch Hu also himself. He keeps what it says in the Torah. Even Mitzvot Drabanan, Kadosh Baruch Hu, he has to keep. How come here he's telling us the Torah? How come we bought the Torah? How come Moshe Rabbeinu bought the Torah also? Chara, what's going on? We have to understand. So to understand, Be'ezrat Hashem, we have to start with the Gemara and Masechet Yoma. But before this, let's read the pasuk here. The pasuk says in Parashat Vayakel, "Vayikhu milifnei Moshe et kol hatiruma asher hebiu bnei Israel lemlechet avodat hakodesh la'asot ota, vehem hebiu elav od nedava baboker baboker." Here the Torah is telling us when Am Israel they did donate toward the Mishkan wherever they need, all the people in charge they collected all the truma from Am Israel. And the people, people, they came again to bring nidabot, baboker, baboker. What does mean baboker, baboker? So for this, we have the Gemara, Masechet Yoma. The Gemara tells us here in Masechet Yoma, Dafayin He, Amud Alef. Vehem hebiu elav od nidaba baboker, baboker. My baboker, baboker. What does mean? In the morning. What does mean? Baboker, baboker. Amar Bishwana bar Nahmani, Amar Biyonatan. מדבר שירד להם בבוקר בבוקר. עם ישראל, they brought the נדבות for the משכן. Where did they bring all what they needed for the משכן? So you know where they bring it from? They brought it from the man that came to עם ישראל בבוקר בבוקר. Like the pasuk said, פרשת בשלח, וילקטו אותו בבוקר בבוקר, איש כפי אוכלו וחמש שמש בנמס. So same way by the man, it says בבוקר בבוקר. And together with the man, the Gemara says here, מלמד שירדו להם לישראל אבנים טובות ומרגליות עם המן. All the jewelry, whatever they needed for the משכן, for the חושן, for כתפות האפוד, the אבנים for the חושן and כתפות האפוד, all this jewelry that they needed, all the אבנים, תרשיש ושוהם וישפה, all the 12 stones that they needed for the Mishkan, that you need for the Hoshen, it all came together with the man. So that's what the Pasuk said. What does it mean by Boker or Boker? They brought the Nidaba from the man that came by Boker or Boker. That means, together with the man, all these stones came down with the man. And that's what the Pasuk said. What does it mean? The clouds. נשיאים, the clouds brought אבני השוהם ואבני מלואים. תנא, נשיאים ממש. וכן הוא אומר, נשיאים ורוח וגשם עין. That's it. Let's hear what the Gemara is saying. That really, עם ישראל, they brought the stones for the חושן and for כתפות האפוד. Where they got it from? The man. It was coming down together with the man. And they took those stones and they brought it toward the משכן. That's it. והנשיאים, they brought it to the משכן. Rashi tells us here in Parashat Vayakhel, he said, "V'hennesiim hebiu et abnei Yeshua ve'et abnei Meluim." What did the Gemara just explain? What does the nesiim hebiu abnei Yeshua ve'abnei Meluim? It means it came together with the man. The nesiim, it means the clouds. The clouds brought all the stones, and the nesiim, they brought it to the Mishkan. That's what it says. But Rashi here, he brings down from a different midrash. Rashi says here on the pasuk, "V'hennesiim hebiu." אמר רבי נתן, מה ראו נשיאים להתנדב בחנוכת המזבח בתחלה ומלאכת המשכן לא התנדבו בתחלה? All the נשיאים, the חשובים, people in עם ישראל, they did not donate toward the משכן in the beginning. They told בני ישראל, bring whatever they need. And if something's missing, it's on us. Means somehow the person, you could look at it, so they're taking, donate as much as you could collect. And all what's needed, it's on us. We'll make it up. Don't worry. So here, that's what Rashi is saying here. אלא כך אמרו נשיאים, יתנדבו ציבור מה שהם מתנדבים. Let them donate whatever they could donate. ומה שהם חסרים, אנחנו משלימים אותו. As much as you need, we'll pay it. כיוון שישלימו הציבור את הכל, שנאמר והמלאכה הייתה דיים לכל המלאכה לעשות אותה והותר. But when the נשיאים, they saw that עם ישראל, they already donated everything for the Mishkan and extra, like the Pasuk says, ויבואו נשיאי העדה ויגידו למשה, they told Moshe Rabbeinu what they tell him, he said, מרבים העם להביא, מדי העבודה למלאכה אשר צווה השם לעשות אותה. Until Moshe Rabbeinu he had to announce, ויצב משה ויעבירו כל במחנה לאמור, איש ואישה אל יעשו עוד מלאכה לתרומת הקודש. We don't want any more donations. ויקלי העם להביא. People just stopped bringing donations. And the people that stopped bringing donations, they're not bringing donations anymore. So here Rashi says this, Amru Nisi'im Ma'alirin Ra'asot. After the Nisi'im, they saw that all Am Israel, in the beginning they thought that let them donate whatever they want, whatever is missing we'll make it up. But now that they saw that Am Israel, they were so generous toward the Mishkan, they gave everything and even more. Until Moshe Rabbeinu said, stop. They felt bad, the Nisi'im said, now, we don't have any share in the Mishkan. So what they do? Hebiu et abnei Shoham. That's why they brought v'hen nesiim hebiu et abnei Shoham v'et abnei Meluim. Okay? So Rashi said, likach, when next time by Hanukkah Mizbeach, they wanted to bring their korbanot first. Why? Because they already got their lesson. Here they thought that let Am Israel give, and whatever is missing, we'll give it. But after they saw that Am Israel is so generous, they said, you cannot do it anymore. That's why when the Mishkan was built, they brought their korbanot number one. That's what Rashi said. Likach etnadbu b'halukat mizbeach tehillah. Why? Because they learned their lesson. Ulfi shen ta'atzlu mitehillah nechsera ot mishimam. That's why it says in the Pasuk, והנשיאים הביאו, it says הנשיאים without any yuds. They're missing their yuds. No yuds in the word נשיאים. Why? כי בכל הקדוש ברוך הוא יפנש them. Why didn't you bring the אבני ישועם ואבני מלואים in the beginning? Why didn't you bring it in the beginning? That's why it's written the word נשיאים missing. Let's hear what Rashi is telling us. לכאורה, we have to understand how come if עם ישראל they gave so much toward the משכן, how come Am Israel they did not bring Abnei Shoham ve'Abnei Meluim? Why do they need Abnei Shoham ve'Abnei Meluim in the Mishkan? So it's going to be on the Hoshen. It's going to be Al Kitfot HaYefod, Abnei Zikaron le'Bnei Israel. who's the guy from Am Israel who's not willing to donate these precious stones to be put on the Hoshin? Everyone would do it gladly. So how come Am Israel, they gave so much for the Mishkan until Moshe said, stop, we don't need anymore. So how come none of them, he thought that we need these things? It's just, that's one of the lists that Moshe Rabbeinu told them in the beginning. Said, וזאת תרומה של תקחום איתם, זהב, וחסב, ונחושת, ותחלת, והרגמה, ותרעת שני, ושש ועזים, ורותם, שמן למאור, ובסמים שמן למשחה, ולקטור את הסבנים, אבני שוהם, ובני מלואים, לאיפות ולחושן. That's part of the list, that what we need for the Mishkan. How come Am Israel did not donate these stones? And until what? Until the Nesi'im, they came and they gave it. What are you going to tell me? Maybe Am Israel did not have jewelry, didn't have this precious stone. I said, cannot tell me this, why? Because we have the Gemara, in Masechet Bechorot, the Gemara says over there, that every person from Am Israel that they left Mitzrayim, every person, he used to have with him 90 donkeys. And Rashi said, Tishim Hamurim Lubim, the Gemara says over there, Tishim Hamurim Lubim, white, strong donkeys, Te'onim Kaspah Wuzhabah Shil Mitzrayim. They're carrying all the gold and jewelry from Mitzrayim. Every Jew that left Mitzrayim, he had 90 donkeys carrying gold and jewelry from Mitzrayim. Even though this Gemara said, the Ben Ish Hai on the spot, Ben Yehoyada, he said, we must say that this Gemara is Guzma. It cannot be that literally it means they took, every person took 90 donkeys. Said, how many people they left, Am Israel? 600,000 people. So multiply 600,000 times 90, how many Hamurim they have in Mitzrayim? Said, what? That they have a Hamurim more than people? Said, I don't understand. Said for sure. He said they're all hamurim. Asher b'sara hamurim b'saram. You want to say whatever, but what does it mean? What does it mean here? They took 90 donkeys. It's very hard to understand. He said we see many times hachaim debra Torah b'lashon habay, debra hachaim b'lashon habay, debra mishnah b'lashon habay. The Gemara says we saw many times that hachaim sometimes they do talk b'lashon guzma. They're exaggerating, but really it doesn't mean 90 donkeys. And really Rashi brings down Parashat Bo. Rashi tells us, Peter Rechem, I'm sorry, Peter Hamor, Rashi says here, Peter Hamor Tifde Bese, Velo Peter Shear Behemat Emi'a. Why only the firstborn of the donkey you have to do Mizvat Pidyon? Peter Hamor Tifde Bese, I'm not Tifde Ba'arafta, why only the donkey? Why not I have a lion? I have, who knows what I have? I have a dog. Why Dafka donkey? Rashi says, "Gezerat haKetubi, lefi shenimshalu bechorei Mitzrayim lahamurim, ve'od shesiyeu et Yisrael bitziatan Mitzrayim, because the donkeys they helped Am Yisrael carry all the jewelry from Mitzrayim, like the Gemara said, Masechet Bechorot, he's quoting the same Gemara we just read, she'en lecha kol echad miYisrael shelo natal harbe hamurim to'onim kaspah uzehabah shel Mitzrayim. Every Jew that he left Mitzrayim, he had with him many donkeys carrying Kaspa Wuzhabash in Mitzrayim. He said many donkeys, it doesn't say 90. Rashi here is quoting Masechet Bechorot. And the Masechet Bechorot says clearly 90 donkeys. Rashi, it sounds like, he said, it's a Guzma, 90 donkeys. It's a few, every person he took many. Many, it could be three, it could be four. He took a lot of donkeys. But still, even if you're going to tell me every Jew, he took one donkey with him. Still, it's a Guzma. And all these donkeys, what they're carrying? The jewelry in Kaspa Wuzhabash al Mitzrayim. Said, how much jewelry already you have in Mitzrayim? I understand, Bishnot Ara'ab, Yosef, all the money all over the world came to Mitzrayim. They came to buy food from Mitzrayim. But still, how much already? It's a Guzma. Ben Ish Hai, he said, it cannot be as is. We must explain, the Ben Ish Hai says, that only the Hashub people of Am Israel, the Hashub people, the Nisi'im, the Hashub, them, on them the Gemara said, each one of them, he had 90 donkeys. But not every single Jew, not every single person. That's here what the Ben Ish Hai explains in Bein HaYada over there. But still, we have to understand, I mean, Am Israel, they had She'ala, Shem, Shechita, Kile Chesev, Chli Zahab, each one they borrowed from his neighbor. So how come עם ישראל, they brought so many donations toward the משכן, but בני שוהם ובני אלוהים, it was part of the list that the items that are needed for the משכן, no one came to donate it. Until the נשיאים, they came to נשיאים, they saw no one donated it, so they gave it. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu, he punished them. So he wrote the word נשיאים without youths. Why? To teach them, you should have brought whatever you want to bring in the beginning. Why wait until the end? That's your, what Rashi tells us here. But I just read you from the Gemara. The Gemara says that the Nesi'im, how did they get the jewelry or the stones, the precious stones for the Hoshem? The clouds brought it, not the Nesi'im. Rashi, he goes here, he quotes here Midrash Rabbah and Bamidbar. But from the Gemara, Masechet Yoma, I just read you, it says over there that the clouds, the Nesi'im Hebiyu, what does the Nesi'im Hebiyu? Nesi'im referring to the clouds. That means with the man, they brought the precious stones that came together with the man every morning. It has nothing to do with the Nesi'im. Who brought these precious stones? The Nesi'im? The Nesi'im of Am Israel? Or the clouds brought it together with the man? We have to understand what's going on. Even though I saw Yonatan Oziel, he says here, He makes peace between the Gemara and the Midrash. He says here, Yonatan Oziel, and Parashat Vayakel, ve'nisim hebiu, he says here, va'anane shemaya azlin lefishon, ve'dalyan mittaman yat abne burla, ve'yat abne ashlamuta, lishaka'a be'efuda u'b'hushna. U'machtan yathon be'anpe medbira. So he says here that the clouds, the ananim, the clouds, they went to Pishon, and they brought Abne Shoham ve'Abne Meluim, and they brought it down together with the man. That's here what it says, but he continues here. Azlin Rabbanei Israel u'maitan yathon litzroch ha'ibidita. And the Hashubim of Am Israel, they went to collect these precious stones. That means he makes peace here. He said, really, the stones, it came from the Ananim, from the clouds. They came together with the man. But only the Nesi'im, the Hashub people of Am Israel, they took these precious stones and they gave it to the Mishkan. How come Am Israel did not take it? Only the Nesi'im, they took it. Probably they are the only ones who saw it. He could explain it like this. But here he wants to make peace, you know, between the two Gemarot. Really, the clouds brought, in the first place, they brought these precious stones. But the Nesi'im, they saw it, came together with the man, and they went and they brought it toward the Mishkan. And basically, that's also what the Midrash, in our parasha, that's also what the Midrash says, also the same thing. So the Midrash says here in parasha Lemet Gimel, Siman Hayet, דבר אחר ויקחו לי תרומה בשעה שאמר הקדוש ברוך הוא למשה על הסכם משכן אז אמר לפניו רבנו של עולם יכולים הן ישראל לעשותו וכו' וכו' אמרו רבנן, המדרש קונטיניוס היר, אף במן שהיה יורד לישראל, היו יורדות בו אבנים טובות ומרגליות. With the man, all these precious stones used to come down, והיו הגדולים שבהם, the חשובי people of עם ישראל, באים ומלקטים אותם, והיו גונזים אותם. תדע שכן הוא, שנאמר, והם הביאו אליו עוד נדבה בבוקר ובוקר. וכי בבוקר היו מביאים, בצהריים לא היו מביאים, אלא מה שהיה המן מוריד להם, הביאו. וכן הוא אומר, והנשיאים הביאו. Let's hear the midrash here also, saying the same thing, that really, this אבני שוהם ואבני מלואים came together with the man, but the נשיאים of עם ישראל, they saw it with the man, and they brought it toward the משכן. That's what it says over here. But also, still, we have to understand, as I said, how come Am Israel did not donate toward this Ibn Shoham Ibn Meluim if it was part of the list that was needed for the Mishkan? And then the Nesi'im, they brought it all the way at the end. What's going on over here? I saw them Farshim, they explain that we have here by Korach. When Korach came to do Mahloket against Moshe Rabbeinu, so they came, ויקהלו על משה ועל אהרון, they gathered all Am Israel against משה ואהרון, קורח ועדתו, they gathered everyone against משה,
אנ משה רבנו וישמע משה ויפול על פניו וידבר אל קורח. So he spoke to Korach and he told him ואל כל עדתו לאמור, בוקר ויודע אדוני את אשר לו ואת הקדוש ויקריב אליו ואת אשר בחרבו יקריב אליו. So he told them wait until tomorrow morning and הקדוש ברוך הוא is gonna show us who did he choose. Who did הקדוש ברוך הוא pick? Did he pick Korach or he picked Elisaphan מן עוזיין? We'll see tomorrow. So what he told him, what's going to be tomorrow? He said, "Zot asu ki hu lachem machtot korach bechol adato. Prepare ketoret. Tomorrow you bring ketoret, and we'll see whoever ketoret the Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to accept. He's going to be the chosen one, and all the rest they're going to die." So Rashi says, if that's the case, why not now? Why he told him wait until tomorrow? Tomorrow morning you bring ketoret, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to see. What, you cannot bring ketoret now? Bring ketoret now, and let now the Kadosh Baruch Hu decide. I told them, Boker, wait until tomorrow. Rashi says, he brings two pirushim. Ata et shechrut hi lanu. Velo nachon lehiraot lefanav. Said, now, we're drunk now. Et shechrut, it's time to get drunk now. That's why the halacha says, we say, in the morning, we have berkat kohanim in shachrit. How come by mincha we don't have berkat kohanim? How come there is no mincha, berkat kohanim by mincha? So what? Because we said it in the morning. So what? Every day that there is Musaf, you say Berkat Kohanim Shaharit, say it also on Musaf. So how come there is no Berkat Kohanim by Mincha? Adraba. Pasuk said, Kitob be'enei Adonai lebarechet Israel. It's good to give more Berakha to Am Israel. Ba'barecham barechicha. Targum says over there, Ba'barecham barechicha, I'm going to bless the Kohanim that they're going to bless you. So why not? Why don't we do Berkat Kohanim by Mincha? Poskim explained, because during Mincha time, normally people sit down and eat, and when they eat, they have to drink. And when they drink, shikor asur lo, is not allowed to work, is not allowed to go to do abudah in Beit HaMikdash, and berkat kohanim, just like abudah. That's why, since that by mincha time, it's the time to get drunk, it's not proper to say berkat kohanim. And halakha said, we take this halakha even a step further. Even if there is ta'anit zubur, if people are praying mincha early, mincha gedola, if they're doing mincha gedola, there is no berkat kohanim. Only toward the end of the day, when they're praying mincha ketana, toward the end of the day, that's the time that you could say berkat kohanim, if there is ta'anit zubur. But if those that are praying early, praying the half an hour after Hasot, you could already start praying Mincha. So if you're praying Mincha, Mincha Gedola early in the day, then even if everyone's fasting, it's Ta'anit Zibur, you're not allowed to say Berkat Kohanim. Why? Because this is the normal time that people, they do get drunk. You're not supposed to say it. So here Moshe Rabbeinu is telling him, Ata et shechrut hu lanu, velo nachon lehiraot lefanav. It's not proper, so wait until tomorrow morning. והוא היה מתכוון לתחותם שמי יחזירו בהם. But really, Rashi says, Moshe Rabbeinu's intention, Moshe Rabbeinu was trying to push them until tomorrow, maybe until tomorrow morning, they're going to do Teshubah, and they're not going to bring the Ketoret, because Moshe Rabbeinu warned them, if you're going to bring the Ketoret, only the guy Hashem chose is going to be saved, all the rest are going to die. So Moshe Rabbeinu, he was telling them, maybe now, you know, you're in the mood to fight, whatever, that's why you came here to do mahloket. Wait until tomorrow morning. Moshe Rabbeinu's intention, maybe until tomorrow morning they're going to do teshubah. But what he told them, Ata'it shechruti lanu. So the Mefarshim explain, what does it mean, Ata'it shechruti lanu? What do you mean? Now we're drunk. What do you mean we're drunk now? But, bring it over. I explained to you what it means in a simple way. But also, I saw the Mefarshim explain, that when a person serving a Kadosh Baruch Hu and is learning Torah all day long and is doing mitzvot, Yirat Shamayim and everything, said even that person, Yesar Hara, he might come to him and he might tell him, listen, you're sitting down learning Torah all day long and you're doing a lot of mitzvot, you're doing a lot of chesed, you're doing a lot of ma'asim tobim, so you are the best of the best. Imagine if all Am Israel, they're going to be like you. You're the best. So that person, he might kibyachol, he might forget about all his avonot that he does, and he might think that, listen, I'm a hashub guy. I'm really learning Torah. It's the truth, yeah. I'm sitting down all day long, learning Torah.
all day long. I'm doing mitzvot and ma'asim tovim. I'm much better than other people. So this, we have the Hosem in Lublin. Once he said that I like the Rasha' that he knows himself that he's Rasha'. I like him more than the Tzaddik that he knows that he's Tzaddik. So he told him, what do you mean? He told him, the Tzaddik that he thinks of himself that he's a Tzaddik, said, cannot be. Every day the person, the Gemara said, should look at himself. You're half zakai and half hayab. You cannot say about yourself you're tzaddik. No one's tzaddik. We're looking forward to become tzaddikim be'ezrat Hashem, but you cannot say, you can't think of yourself that you're a tzaddik. You have to look at yourself, you're 50-50. So the person that he thinks of himself that he is a tzaddik, it means he's lying. Why? He's dabuk with data shaker. Is connected together with the shaker, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu middatos, middat emet. So they said, I don't like that tzaddik. But the rasha' that he knows that he is rasha', his at least is connected with the truth. So I like the rasha' that he knows that he is rasha' more than tzaddik that he knows that he is tzaddik. That's what Hosem in Lublin said once. So here also, even when the person is doing, learning Torah and doing all the mitzvot, he might think of himself that, listen, I'm such a hashub person. I was reading here in Sefer Noam Elimelech. He brings down in Hanhagot Adam. He brings down here a few things that a person should do every day, or he should think about it every day. Said, "Ele hadibarim asher ya'aseha Adam b'chay bahim." Brings down here in Hanhagot Adam. Number one, he says, הראשון צריך אדם ללמוד גמרא ופירוש רשי ותוספות ומפרשים כל אחד לפי השגתו ופוסקים אחריהם. So every person has to learn גמרא, רשי ותוספות and based on your level. בקיצור, we'll get to the point. לכן צריך האדם להתחרט מאוד על עוונותיו. The person every day he should make vidui on his sins. ולהתבודד עצמו קודם אור היום שאז עת רצון לבכות על גלות השכינה. He said the person every day he should isolate himself and think about all his actions. What is he doing? Is he doing the mizvot? What kind of abirot that he's doing? He has to stop doing it. And the mizvot that he's doing, he has to better the way he's doing the mizvot. He has to take a few moments to think about his actions. And especially early in the morning, שאז עת רצון לבכות על גלות השכינה, פעמים הרבה עד אין חקר. ויבכי בדמעות, the person should every morning should cry with a lot of tears, וגם ביום לפעמים יתבודד. Also during the day, the person should take a few moments to think about what am I doing? Am I following the mitzvot? What abirot do I do? How can I stop from doing the abirot? The person should always think about it. ויבכה בדמעות וגם היום תבודד לפעמים and as יראה בעצמו שעמדו עוונותיו נגד עיניו then he's gonna see that really he's full of עוונות ויזכור את חטאותיו ועוונותיו ופשעיו כהרים וגבעות אשר מעולם לא זכר אותם אם עשה ככה ככה יעשה לא פעם ולא שתיים ולא מאה פעמים עד אשר רחמו עליו נשמיים ויתפלל להשם יתברך שידריכהו בדרך ויורהו דרכו שלו שלא יבלה חיי חייו ואז השם יתברך ברחמם ברוב החסדיו יאיר עיניו באור תורתו הקדושה וכו'. So what he's saying here said every morning the person especially in the morning he said he has to sit down and think for a few moments how can I make myself better what avonot I did the past day how can I stop doing the avonot what ideas could I take what steps should I do to stop doing this avonot, the person should think about all these things. And then if the person is going to think like this, then he's going to see all his avonot, it's going to come to him one after the other. Then he's going to cry to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and hopefully Hashem is going to forgive him on his sins. So here the Mefarshim say, that's what happened here by Korach. He said, Korach, he came to argue against Moshe Rabbeinu. He thought that, listen, he's Vekach Korach ben Yitzhar. What's Yitzhar? Yitzhar, that's the oil. Said the oil always floats all the way to the top. Any liquid you mix with the oil always floats to the top. We said, I'm supposed to be on top. How come it's putting Elisafan ben Uziel? He took the Moshe Rabbeinu, he was the Nasi. He gave to his brother Aaron Kohen Kehuna Gedula. And me, he left me alone, left me all the way on the side. I'm also Hashub. I'm also Hashub much more than Mishael. So how come he left me here? So Korach, he thought of himself that is a big shot. So he came, Moshe Rabbeinu, he told him, no, Ata'et Shekhruti Lano. Now we're all drunk now. Wait until the morning. And the morning, the person before Alot HaShachar, he has to sit down and think about all what happened to him the previous day. After you're going to think like this, then you're going to see if you really fit to become, to take the job of Mishael ben Uziel or no. Then he told him, wait until the morning, and then you're going to see whatever Kadosh Baruch Hu chose, that is the right person to choose. That's why what Moshe Rabbeinu was telling him, this is the idea. And similarly, Hachaim said that really Am Israel, when they brought all the donation to the Mishkan, they knew that really Kadosh Baruch Hu does not need our donations. Ella, Kadosh Baruch Hu, he needs to see how much are we willing to donate toward the Mishkan? So, what does mean? Maybe we'll have odd nedabah baboker baboker. Why it says two times baboker baboker? The Midrash explains the one way that it came, and the Gemara also that they brought donations, they brought precious stones, Abnei Shua and Abnei Elohim, that came together with the man. It says by the man baboker baboker. But based on what we just said, we could explain that really Am Israel, when they brought the donation the first day, and the Midrash said, "Baboker, baboker, l'shnei bekarim." For 2 days, they donated all what they need for the Mishkan, an extra. Why dafka 2 days? Why only 2 days? Why not 3 days? Why not in 1 day? Why dafka 2 days they brought? L'shnei bekarim, baboker, baboker, the Midrash says, l'shnei bekarim, they brought all what they need for the Mishkan. Ella, based on what we just said, really Am Israel, they brought their donation toward the Mishkan. But next day in the morning, before Alot HaShachar, they sat down, like Rabbi Elimelech Menzansk said that every person has to sit down and he has to think about what he did the previous day. And when they sat down to see what they did, they said, listen, whatever we donated yesterday toward the Mishkan, that's nothing. Do we know the importance of the Mishkan? Do we know where we're donating toward what? What are we giving to? We should have gave much more. So they came the second day, they wanted to give again the second day. Whatever they gave in the first day, they gave, but after next morning, early in the morning, the first time said, Baboker, Baboker, said, Shnei Bekarim. The first Boker, they gave it early in the morning, their donation. Why? Because Rezim Makdin Lemzvot. But next day in the morning, they did this, what they do, like Rabbi Elimelech Menzansk said, and they saw that, listen, we did not do whatever we're supposed to do. We're supposed to donate even much more. Why? Because we're donating toward the Mishkan. Everyone would give it gladly toward the Mishkan. How come we gave whatever we gave? We were supposed to give much more. So they came next day in the morning. They also came to donate to the Mishkan. Until Moshe Rabbeinu told them, now we got enough. We don't need any more. That's what Hakim they explained to us. And we said before that Kadosh Baruch Hu, he himself also, he keeps whatever it says in the Torah. Look at many examples the Gemara brings down. For example, the Gemara says, well, how do you know that the Kadosh Baruch Hu, he puts on tefillin? The Gemara brings Rayot, Masechet Berakot. And the Gemara also asked over there, the few who said, how do you know that the Kadosh Baruch Hu, he prays also? The Gemara said, Ba'abiyotim, Elhar Kodshi, Vesemmahtim, Bebet Tefillati. Bebet Tefillatam doesn't say Bebet Tefillati. From here, you see that the Kadosh Baruch Hu also, he prays. And many things that we saw also a few weeks ago, that the Kadosh Baruch Hu, he keeps whatever it says in the Torah. And we have also Gemara in Abudah Zara. The Gemara says over there that the first 3 hours of the day, Kadosh Baruch Hu, he sits down and he learns Torah. So here, from all these Gemara, you see that the Kadosh Baruch Hu, he keeps the Torah, he keeps whatever he writes in the Torah, he keeps it. Before he gives it to Am Israel, he himself, he fulfilled whatever he says in the Torah. And what we said in the beginning, that really HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he gave us the Torah, the Gemara Masechet Berakot says, the Gemara says, Bor esh lokim dat HaKadosh Baruch Hu dat basar v'adam. A human being, when he sells an item, said, Mukher atzeb ve'lokeyach sameach. The person who's selling the item, he's sad, he feels bad. Why? Because he's losing the item now. And the person who's getting it, he's happy because now he got a new item. But by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Gemara said, Eino kach. Even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah, he's still happy. Shneimar ki likachto benatati lachem, Torati al ta'azobu. What this means? I mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is, even though he gave us the Torah, he's also happy. Let's hear what the Gemara says. And Maharsha explains over there, said, really, when a person, he sells an item, any person when he sells, a mocher, mocher b'ayin ra'a. When a person sells something, he sells the minimum that he could he could sell. Why? Because really he wants the item. He doesn't want to get rid of it. He needs it, but he needs the money. He's forced to sell it. So the minimum that he could sell, he could sell. That's what there are examples also in the Gemara. Example of a guy, he sold the house, and he has a well in the backyard. He said if he sold the house, he did not sell the well. And similar ideas like this, why it's part of the house. Ella Hakim said, no, he didn't mention it. A mukher, bi'ayin ra'ahu mukher. Wherever he sold, if it's not in the contract, this means he didn't sell it. He did not sell it. Why? Because mukher, bi'ayin ra'ahu mukher. But if someone's giving a present to someone else, if it's giving a present, then a notain, bi'ayin yafahu notain. He gives, why? Because really he does not need, no one's forcing him to give a gift. If he's giving a gift, it means he's giving a gift behind Yafa. He's giving it with all his heart. So here Hakim tell us, really we said HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he gave us the Torah. He gave us the Torah as a present. But from the other Midrash, he said HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Macharti ta Torah venukilu nimkarti imma. What does this mean? He said, Hamukher, mukher behind ra'a. Venotain, notain behind Yafa. That means, really, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah. It's both. It's called also Matana, and it's called sale also. But why is it like this? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he calls it a sale. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, even though I gave you the Torah, but I'm still connected to the Torah. I also keep whatever it says in the Torah. I still want to be part of it. I cannot let go of the Torah, like we read in the Midrash. That's why the Torah calls it as a mecher, as a sale. Why? Because to tell us that Kadosh Baruch Hu is not letting go of the Torah. I gave you the Torah, yeah, I sold you the Torah, but I'm still connected with it. Said, I'm mukher, mukher b'ayin ra'a. But don't think that the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah b'ayin ra'a, chas v'shalom. That's why the pasuk, different pasuk said, Alita l'marom shavita shebi lakachta matanot ba'adam. Said, the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah as a present to show us that the Kadosh Baruch Hu gives the Torah and he gave us also the warranty with it. Not only I'm giving you the Torah, I'm backing up my item. I'm selling you the Torah, I'm giving you the Torah as a present, and I stand behind my product. Whatever I told you, anyone's going to sit down and learn Torah, I guarantee him he's going to succeed in his business. That's it. Also the Gemara, Masechet Avodah Zarah, the Yud Tet, the Gemara says over there, that דבר זה כתוב בתורה, שנוי בנביאים, ומשולש בכתובים. Any person who sit down and learn Torah, כל העוסק בתורה נכסיו מצליחים לו. If you sit down and learn Torah, you can succeed in your business. That's what the Gemara said. It's written in the Torah, Nebiim and the Ketubim. So here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah as a present. Why? To teach us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he gave us the Torah b'ayin yafa, and he's standing behind his product. But he also called it Mecher. Why? Because he's not letting go of the Torah. I gave it the Torah, but doesn't mean it's your Torah. I'm still connected. Like the Midrash says, I cannot let you go. Every house, you have to build room, sit down. Every person has to sit down and learn Torah. You have to read Tehillim, learn Torah, do mitzvot. You have to set aside the place in your house to learn Torah, to bring the shtender to learn Torah. Why? Because every house is like the Mishkan. Same way in the Mishkan, you have Kodesh HaKodeshim. Also in the house, you have to be a part, which is called Kodesh HaKodeshim. That's why the Midrashim, one time they call the Torah as a sale, and the other time they call it as a present. Why to teach us these two things? That really, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah b'ayin yafa, that's like a present, but still is not letting go of the Torah. That's why it's called Mekah. Now, based on this, we could understand how come HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah on Shabbat? If the Torah is a mecher, Hashem Kibbechol, he sold us the Torah, and not allowed to do sale on Shabbat. How come he gave us the Torah on Shabbat? So I saw here, brings down here in Magen Abraham, in Lichot Shabbat, here Shulchan Aruch, he says, Hefse Shamayim, says in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Shin Vav Halakha Zayin, Halakha Vav, I'm sorry, Hefse Shamayim, Mutar Ledeber Bahim.
כגון חשבונות של מצווה ולפסוק צדקה ולפקח על עסקי רבים ולשדך התנוק להרס ולמדו ספר ואומנות וכו'. זה יוצא, זה נשא לך ארוך, זה פרסן, חשבונות של מצווה, יער עלה תדעו על שבת, and also לפסוק צדקה, to donate money, יער עלה to donate money on שבת. So the person might also say, listen, it's מעשים בכל יום, a guy gets an עלייה on שבת, they do for him מי שברך, and donating one on one. How could you talk about money on שבת? What are you going to tell me? צורכי מצווה. I just told you, צורכי מצווה also אסור. Person he wants to sell his hamas, he wants to buy arba'at al-mini, he wants to buy matzah. All these things are sur, even though it's mitzvah. You're not allowed to buy it on Shabbat. How come you are allowed to donate on Shabbat? So he brings in here the Magen Abraham. ולפסוק צדקה, you are allowed to donate צדקה on Shabbat. ואף על גב דאין מקדישין, you're not allowed to donate anything to בית המקדש on Shabbat. משנה מסכת ביצה, אין מקדישין, לא מעריכין. You cannot do it on Shabbat. So how come here a guy he wants to do something hekdesh for Beit HaMikdash, he cannot do it on Shabbat? And the Mishnah said about kol elu biyom tov amru, kal vachomer b'Shabbat. So how come here you are allowed to donate? What's the difference if I'm donating money or if I'm donating the chair to Beit HaMikdash? Same thing. The chair I'm donating it to Beit HaMikdash, that's magdishin. I'm magdish this chair for Beit HaMikdash. But you're not allowed to do it. How come you could give tzedakah? כמו שכתוב בסימן שין למטה, סעיף דלת. So he answers here, he said, היינו כלי ידוע, דמחזה כמקח וממכר, אבל לא אסרו לחייב את עצמו בדיבורו לגבוה. He said, there's difference if you're donating an item, specific item, you're saying this item, I want it to be hekdesh, then it looks like you're selling that item. Now, before he said, you're donating this item belongs to you. Now that he said, I'm donating that chair, I'm donating that book, I'm donating that table, whatever it is, now the table doesn't belong to you anymore. Why? Because Amirato legavoa, kimsirato lehidot, as if you gave it to Beit HaMikdash already. It's not yours anymore. So it looks like as if you sold that item. It looks like mekach memkar. But when the person he gives tzedakah on Shabbat, he's donating one-on-one. Which one-on-one is donating? He doesn't say, he didn't say that specific one on one that I have in my right pocket and it folded three times. He didn't, donating one on one. So there's no specific item that he's donating, that's why it's okay. Ella, he continues, Magen Abraham, de Kasheli. Hare kishi ma'arich et atzmo, gamkin mechayeb et atzmo, ve'esur. Said, how come when the person, the Mishnah said also on Shabbat, the Flemetva over there, ein magdishin ve'ein ma'arichin. Also, the person cannot say "arki alai." What does it mean "arki alai"? The Torah gives us every person. Ve'im ben hamish shanim ve'ad ben asim shana ve'arki chaz so and so. Ben chodesh ve'ad ben hamish shanim ve'arki chaz zachar hamshe shekalim and nekibash loshet shekalim. Then the Torah gives us erech for every person. There is masechet arachin. There is all every person has his own value. Has his erech. So there is "arki alai." There is damav alai. But here, if the person is saying "arki alai," on Shabbat is not allowed to. Why? He's not donating specific item. Why this is asur? What he told us. What's the difference between magdishin and donating? He said magdishin, you're donating specific item. It looks like mekach memkar. But when you're donating tzedakah on Shabbat, you're not giving any specific item. You're mitchayeb to give one on one. Which one on one doesn't make a difference. You have to give one on one. So there's, it doesn't look like mekach memkar. So he said, why is it different than ma'arichin? Also, ma'arichin asur. Also, when a person is ma'arich himself, he wants to donate his erech to Beit HaMikdash, it's also as mitchayeb to give tzedakah. It's also asur. He says here, נראה לי כוונתו, דהקדשות דידן חולין נינהו. כמו שכתוב בחושם משפט סימן צדיקה, ויש לכל ישראל חלק בהן. אם כן, לא יצא מרשותו. דיש להם מקדיש גם כן חלק בו, כן נראה לי. He says here, the Magen Abraham, he said, still there's difference. When a person is saying, ערכי עליי, then his ערך is going to בית המקדש, he does not get any benefit from it. But when he's donating to בית הכנסת, to what they're doing in the בית הכנסת with the money? They're buying chairs, they're buying sidurim, they're changing the floor, what they're doing is also benefiting from it. So since that is also becoming part of it, so he said it's not called, it's not like ma'arichin. Ma'arichin is something else, he's donating it, leaving him totally to Beit HaMikdash. But here he's also benefiting from it. So
So that's why he said to give tzedakah on Shabbat, he said it's fine. So here also based on this, they explained here by us, that here really by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he gave us the Torah, and we said, how come he gave us the Torah on Shabbat? It's like Mekah Memkar. He said, no, since that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm giving you the Torah as a Mecher. What does it mean as a Mecher? I'm still connected with the Torah. He gave us the Torah as a present to teach us that he's standing behind his product. But on the other hand, the Kadosh Baruch Hu also sold us the Torah. It means I cannot leave the Torah. I'm still part of the Torah and I still fulfill whatever it says in the Torah. Kadosh Baruch Hu fulfills whatever it says in the Torah. He also does. He's also Kadosh Baruch Hu shomer Torato. Vishamiru et mishmarti, ani ushishimarti the Torah before I give it to you. So he's also part of it. If he's also part of it, that type of donation, it's okay. That type of Mekah Memkar, just like a person is donating 101 when he gets an Aliyah on Shabbat, it's the same thing. Such a donation, he said, it's okay. Such a Hakdesh, Kadosh Baruch Hu, he could do it on Shabbat. Why? Because he's also part of it. He's also Kibbechol benefiting from it. How? Because he's also the fulfilling whatever it says in the Torah. That's why such a Mekah Memkar, he said, no problem with it on Shabbat. That's why no question how come Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah on Shabbat. Now with this, we conclude with the Debrei Maran Ahida. He brings down here Sefer Nahal Kedumim. He says here, we asked before, there are three different types of terumah that are written over here. וזאת תרומה אשר תקחו מאיתם זהב וכסף ונחושת. So תקחו תרומתי וזאת תרומה. Also the beginning he called it my תרומה, and then he said וזאת, this is the תרומה. He didn't call it my תרומה. The first time he called it my תרומה. After that וזאת תרומה אשר תקחו מאיתם. He says here את המרן החידה, הרב הגדול שהראינו רבי יצחק זאבי ז"ל דרשינו להנה כראה כסיני. He explained these פסוקים כפתור ופרח. How? בהקדים מה שכתוב בתרגום המיוחס ליונתן עוזיאל פרשת ויקהל, that ענני שמיה, the clouds, the broad, אבני שוהם ובני מלואים פישון. And יונתן עוזיאל continues here, he says, after the clouds, the broad, אבני שוהם ובני מלואים from פישון, next פסוק, זה פסוק כפחית, in פרשת ויקהל, יונתן עוזיאל said, ויטייבין ענני שמיה ויזלין לגן עדן, ונסבין מתמן ית בוסמה בחירה, וית משחה דזיתה להנהרותה, וית הפרסמונה דחיה למשח ריבותה ולקטור את בוסמיה. That means, also הנשיאים, they did not bring only אבני שוהם ובני מלואים, they also brought את הבוסם ואת השמן למאור ולשמן למשחה ולקטור את הסמים. They brought all these items, was donated from Kibbechol HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Since that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I keep the Torah, I'm also part of the Torah, I also fulfill whatever it says in the Torah. So he said, if that's the case, I also have to donate toward the Mishkan. V'ikhu li terumah, what does it mean v'ikhu li terumah? We said in the beginning, Pasuk should have said, v'itnu li terumah, should give me terumah, not take for me terumah. Ela HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, since that I also keep whatever it says in the Torah, I also want to donate toward the Mishkan. That's why it said veikholi teruma. It should take teruma from me as well. Kadosh Baruch Hu saying you should take teruma from me. What kind of teruma Kadosh Baruch Hu gave? Ebnei Shoham, Ebnei Meloim, Tebosim, Etashamen, Ktoret Asamim, all these things, all these items, it was donated from Kadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why, since that Kadosh Baruch Hu, he wanted to donate these items, that's why Am Israel they did not bring it. We said Am Israel they would gladly give all what they need for the Mishkan. And we thought that these items are part of the list that they needed for the Mishkan. But here Maran Ahida is telling us, no, these five items at the end, Abnei Shoham, Abnei Meloim, La'ifod V'Lachon, Tebosim, V'Teshamen, and Ktorot Asamim, all these items, Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't ask for it. He said, these are the items that in our parasha, V'zot Terumah Shetakhom Yatam, this is what should you take. From Am Israel, these items we need to build the Mishkan. But what should you take from Am Israel? Zot teruma shetakhom yatam, zahav, v'chesef, v'nhoshet, v'tchelet, v'ergaman, v'tulat shani, v'shesh, v'azim, v'orot elim me'odamim, v'orot yachashim, v'aseh shittim. And doesn't say v'shemen lemaor, v'psamim l'shemen l'mishchaz. No, it says shemen lemaor, b'samim l'shemen l'mishchaz, because abnei shoham, v'abnei meloim l'afod v'lachoshem. Doesn't say vav. Why? Because we thought that these items, Am Israel is supposed to bring it. So we asked if Am Israel were supposed to bring it, how come they did not donate it for the Mishkan? And Nesi'im themselves, Am Israel did not bring it. It's a question of Am Israel. Or how come also the Nabi'im did not bring it? Ella, where did they get the Nabi'im? They got from the clouds. They brought Ta'an and it came down from Pishon, from Gan Eden, brought down Ibn Shua and Ibn Elohim. And the Nesi'im from Am Israel, they saw it and they brought it to the Mishkan. How come the Nesi'im themselves did not bring Ibn Shua and Ibn Elohim? We told you before that the Ben Ishhai said, at least, if you want to understand the Gemara Bechorot, every Jew he left with 90 donkeys Ta'anim Kaspa was Abash in Mitzrayim. Even if you want to understand it, like the Ben Ishhai said, that only the Gedolim of Am Israel they got 90 donkeys Ta'anim Kaspa was Abash in Mitzrayim. So you have, how come you're not donating toward the Mishkan? Ela, where they get also the Nesi'im, they did not give the Ibn Shuam from their own, they got it from the clouds that brought it down, that brought it down together with the man. How come they did not bring it on their own? Ella, based on what Marana Hida is saying, he said, no, Kadosh Baruch Hu, he never asked for this thing. Ella, he asked, as I said, if you pay attention, all of them, Vizot Teruma, Zahav, Vachesef, Wun Hoshet, Wut Chelet, Ve'ergaman, all of them says Vav. But when it comes to Shemen, it doesn't say Ve'shemen Lamaor, Shemen Lamaor, Besamin Shemen Mishha, Abne Shuam, Abne Meloim. These items, I'm not asking from you. We need these items for the Mishkan, yeah. But that's my part, since that Vikholi Teruma, I'm also good donating toward the Mishkan. That's my part. That's what Marana Hida is saying here. Maganayin de Menesim lekahom vebium lesorecha Mishkan ayin sham. Beofan shen persem shehashem shelaham befersum. Vezeh shekadu Vikholi Teruma, shegamani noten teruma le Mishkan. Vehu beitzem Vikholi Teruma, shekhu teruma gam menu. Also, you should take teruma from HaKadosh Baruch Hu also. V'gam also made, here also, tekhu terumati. What do you, in the beginning he called it terumati, my teruma, because he's also donating. And also I need, v'zot teruma shetekhu me'etan, that's what you should collect from Am Israel. Ish lefi nedbat lebo. V'nimsa sheish kan shtei terumot. Echat me'eto itbarach, that's why he called it terumati. V'eshenit me'eshe Israel. והדר מפרש, the pasuk continues to explain, וזאת תרומה שתקחו מאתם. What should you take from them? זהב, וכסף, ונחושת, וכולי. He said, כולם בבב העטוף. עד ועשה שוטים. After that, ואז הפסיק, וכתב שמן למאור, בלא וב, להורות דמכן, הוא תרומתו כביכול, הנגלית שמן ובסמים, אבני שועם ובני מלואים, that's all his donation. If that's the case, no wonder how come Am Israel did not bring Ibn Shuam Ibn Elohim, and how come the Nesi'im did not bring Ibn Shuam Ibn Elohim? Ela, they brought it from the clouds. We said that the Midrashim, Yonatan ben Uziel, made peace between the Gemara and the Midrash. The clouds brought brought Ibn Shuam Ibn Elohim, and the Nesi'im, they took it and they brought it to the Mishkan. So how come the Nesi'im themselves did not donate it toward the Mishkan? Am Israel said, no one asked for it. That was Terumati, Kadosh Baruch Hu's Teruma. So that's here what we're saying. All these things, that all the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah and said, "Macharti lechem the Torah ki bechol nimkarti ita." I stand behind my product. You learn Torah, I cannot leave the Torah, but I'm also giving you the Torah be'ayin yafa. What does mean be'ayin yafa? I stand behind my product. Anyone who's going to learn Torah is going to succeed. Let's hear what Hakim tell us, that the promise of Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's why no wonder how can the Midrash he connects teruma with the Torah. Because so based on what we said, it's connected very well. Kadosh Baruch Hu, he also keeps whatever it says in the Torah, and he's also donating for the Mishkan. And Hashem says, I'm giving you the Torah as a present. That means I'm giving it to you as a mecher. I'm still connected with it. I'm giving it as a present. I stand behind it. Whatever I told you, you keep the mitzvot, I'm going to give you barakah. Whether Hashem Kadosh Baruch Hu should give all of us barakah, we all should be zoche, lakim kol mitzvot ha-ktubot b'Torah, mezkeh lechol ha-brachot sh-ktubot b'Torah. Amen ve-amen. רבי חננה מנקשה אומר, עשה כשבור אחוז הקודס ישראל לפיכך, הרבה להם את המזוות שנאמר,